From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Rick Pantaleo reporting. A senior U.S. State Department official said Friday that an interim nuclear agreement between Iran and world powers will be extended through Monday so that negotiators in Vienna will have more time for talks on a comprehensive deal. Late Friday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said that some of the outstanding issues have been resolved and some progress has been made, but a couple of difficult issues remain nonetheless. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras spoke to his nation's parliament on Friday about a new budget austerity program to the European Union in exchange for a $60 billion financial bailout. Tsipras encouraged members of the parliament to vote in favor of the new plan that includes austerity measures more stringent than a proposal Greek voters rejected in a recent referendum. The entire 28-member European Union will hold an emergency summit on Sunday to consider the Greek situation. Al-Shabaab gunmen attacked two hotels in Somalia's capital Friday evening, killing at least six people. Witnesses say car bombs exploded at the gates of the hotels in Mogadishu and that gunmen stormed the buildings. Medical officials told VOA they have picked up at least eight wounded civilians from the scenes of both hotels. Al-Shabaab did claim responsibility for the attacks. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest told reporters Friday that Catherine Archuleta, head of the U.S. government's personnel office, has resigned.
I can tell you that Director Archuleta did offer her resignation today. She did so of her own volition.
Archuleta will be replaced on a temporary basis by the agency's deputy director. This is VOA News. The FBI said Friday that the man accused of shooting nine parishioners at a church in Charleston, South Carolina last month should have not been allowed to buy a gun. The FBI said Friday that Dylan Roof was able to purchase a .45 caliber Glock handgun in April, 8 days after he turned 21, because of a breakdown in the agency's background check system. According to FBI rules, Roof should have been barred from buying the gun because of a previous admission that he was in possession of illegal drugs. Meanwhile, an honor guard from the South Carolina Highway Patrol has taken down the Confederate flag that has flown on the grounds of the southern U.S. state capitol for more than 50 years. A biracial crowd of hundreds cheered on Friday as they witnessed the flag's historic removal from the State House grounds, a day in the state that many thought wouldn't come. Lawmakers in South Carolina's House of Representatives followed the state Senate when they passed the bill after more than 13 hours of emotional debate. Cigarette smoking has been linked to a host of health problems, including lung cancer and heart disease. Now comes the suggestion of a possible association between smoking and schizophrenia, a severe mental disorder marked by delusional thoughts and hallucinations. VOA's Jessica Berman reports.
Cigarette smoking is very common among people with mental disorders, especially schizophrenia. It's something that Samir Johar, psychiatric researcher at King's College London, noticed.
As a psychiatrist, it's always something you think about, because you always see patients with psychotic illnesses smoking. People generally put it down to self-medication.
Findings by the King's College team offer the intriguing notion that cigarette smoking may in some ways increase the risk of developing schizophrenia. The authors are calling for more in-depth studies investigating the role of sporadic smoking and nicotine addiction in the development of psychotic disorders. Jessica Berman, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. President Barack Obama named Tunisia a major non-NATO ally Friday, making the North African nation eligible for closer strategic and military cooperation with the United States. Mr. Obama said during a visit by Tunisian President Elbaji Kaid Essebsi in May that he wanted the president and people of Tunisia to know that the United States believes in Tunisia, is invested in its success, and will work as a steady partner in years to come. I'm Rick Pantaleo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.